Okay. This is mock council group number two. Good morning, council.
Good morning.
You've just watched the guinea pigs do their first runs, and Emma, you've got a little bit of a feel for how this should go. Just as we did before, I will ask each of you to introduce yourselves. Please state your name, the school you attend, and the position you're playing. Remembering, this is council president, and then this is district 3, 2, 4, and 5, county attorney, finance director, and clerk of the council. So with that, I'll start right here on my left.
My name is Jorge Mendez. I go to Seaford High, and I'm county attorney.
Dustin Benton. I represent CAPE, and I'm here as district number two. Or three.
I'm Elizabeth Cataldi. I go to Seaford High School, and I am representing district two.
Alyssa Spell, CAPE Henlopen High School, and council president.
My name is Vasmi Patel. I attend Delmar High School, and I'm representing district four.
I'm Stephen Lowes, and I go to Seaford High School, and
Number five. District number five, okay.
I'm Ashley Hangstuffer. I'm representing Sussex Tech, and I am the finance director.
I'm Jillian Cannon, representing Seaford High School as the clerk of the council.
All right, great. Well, welcome. Good morning, all. We will now move on to the next item on our agenda, which is a presentation by Todd Lawson, the county administrator, regarding a trash enforcement proposal. And Mr. Lawson, if you'll come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Guy. Good morning, members of council. Thank you for having me. I am appearing before you today to discuss the trash enforcement program. You asked me to go out and do some research and come back to you with a proposal on the trash issue that we are currently seeing here in Sussex County. I've got a presentation for you and some brief remarks, and then I will fast forward to the question that will be posed and the options that you will vote on. Okay? So if anyone goes out currently and rides around Sussex County, you may be aware of an ever-growing issue with trash. The trash on the road, trash in people's yards, trash on private property, sometimes large private parcels where trash is being disposed of illegally. It is a growing problem, and it is something that I think as residents of this county we should be concerned about. No one wants this county to have that happen to it, or for us to have a reputation of having trash on property along the road and having that behavior take place. What's important to note for you as county officials is the authority that the county has versus the authority that the state has. The county is has the authority or is in control of trash on private property. So trash along the roads in the right-of-way is not the county's focus. We do not have the authority to go out and monitor or police the trash in that areas. However, we do have clear authority on private property. The county code in particular restricts the accumulation of rubbish, trash, or waste material. For purposes of this conversation today, we're going to be focused on private trash, which means trash that's on private property, or illegal dumping, the activity where someone that doesn't own the property goes to the property and dumps there illegally, with or without the property owner's knowledge. The two offices that have authority over this in the county are the county constable and the county planning zoning office. The constable and our inspectors go out regularly and on a complaint-driven basis find these properties, take pictures of the properties, try to make contact with the residents and the owners to determine the source, as well as try to find a solution on cleaning up the properties. This is an example. This picture was taken in February. This is a real-world example of a property in Sussex County that looks exactly like this. This is the property owner that has disposed of trash at their residence. These are pictures taken by county employees. This is the same residence at a different angle. You can see the accumulation of trash. That activity is illegal per the county code. Normally what would happen is a county inspection would take place. The property owner would be notified and served a violation, and then the county officials would start to try to remedy the situation. What we find in most cases is the property owner does not have the means to dispose of the trash, and that's the issue. They don't have trash service that comes to their home. They can't afford to go to the dump and pay for the disposal of the trash, so therefore they are relegated to basically throw the trash out onto their yard. This is another property shown here. You can see the effects of that over time. Note in the left-hand side, there's a porta potty, which really indicates the condition of the property and the situation of the property owner. In some cases, it's certainly a matter of health and public safety, because if the trash isn't in their home, it has to be out in their yard. And you can't imagine if that trash was accumulated inside the dwelling. This is another house. We look at the left-hand side. It looks like a normal average home. You look on the right-hand picture, that is up the driveway, which you can't see on the left-hand picture, where you start to see the accumulation of the trash on this property. Walking around the back of the property and then down the lane, you start to see the continual accumulation of the items that are not permitted. Moving further back into the back of the property, on the right-hand side, you can see the accumulation of more trash, household goods. I believe that's a couch that you see there on the right-hand side. This is the same property, just going deeper into the parcel. This is just a snapshot of some of the issues that we're seeing throughout the county. Again, most of the time, it's because the property owners that live at these parcels cannot afford to get rid of their trash. We get the complaint, or we have someone that comes in this building and says, I've got issues. My neighbor has trash building up. There are animals that now live in that trash, and there's a smell, there's insects, there's mosquitoes. I would like to have something done about it. We send an inspector out, and we monitor and try to work with the property owner. Now, this is another scenario. This is a literal property that we are engaged in right now. This is a real-world scenario. This is located in the Frankfort area, about 19 acres that a property owner owns, and about 2 acres of illegal dumping that you see on the right. This is a different scenario. This is unbeknownst to the property owner. Someone else is coming on and dumping trash and construction material and household goods here on the property. And over time, word gets out, or perhaps people are paying to do this instead of going to the dump, you get an accumulation of such that you see on the right-hand side, approximately 2 acres, as I said, of trash accumulation. This is different than the previous scenario because in most instances like this, the property owner is unaware or tells the county they are unaware of this activity taking place. Same property, again, 2 acres. For those of you that can't appreciate what 2 acres means, it's think of it as 2 football fields, give or take. On the right-hand side, you can see construction material, those black pieces of material, that's the shingles from roofing. Someone had their roof replaced, and the person that did the activity decided to dispose of the material on this location. So this gives you an idea of the problems that this county is facing. Go back to my introduction. I don't think anyone wants us to see our county turn into a dump. We certainly don't want to get a reputation where it's okay for this activity and behavior to take place without the folks charged with the authority to monitor this to take action. And that would be us, the county government. So, there's a couple questions for you to consider before we get into the vote that we need to take. And these are questions for you to ponder. Does the county council want to address this issue, illegal trash? Second question, does the county council want to create a new program to address the illegal trash problem? I say create because currently the programs that we have in place, I would say, could stand some improvement. Certainly the results that we get out of the current program have room for improvement. And then last question, how does the county council intend to pay for a new program? Everything comes with a cost. If we hire more employees, you have to pay the employees' salary. You have to pay them benefits. If you outfit them with a vehicle, you have to pay for the vehicle, the gas, the insurance. If they have an office here in the county, they have to have a computer, a telephone. You get the idea. Everything comes with a cost. These are questions for you to consider as we move to the options that we would like you to vote on today. This was put together by staff based on what we view as the most effective way to see real results as it relates to the trash epidemic that we're seeing in Sussex County. As you know, the county sends out about 170,000 tax bills a year, every tax season. If we were to add $10 to each tax bill, we would generate $1.7 million. So for option one, the program would mean that we would go out, we would create this tax, and we create a new county program to pay for the cleanup of the accumulation of trash. That means we would, in those private properties, we would come on or we would pay someone to come on the property, bring a dumpster, have a crew, clean up the trash, haul it away, and dispose of it properly. So the county is paying for the removal of someone's trash. That would also allow us to clean up the larger properties, like the 2-acre sites that have someone that has come onto the property and illegally dumped and created a larger illegal dump site. We would be able to spend these dollars to remove that trash, haul it away, and dispose of it properly. We create this program, we would have staff that would administer this program, and then we would pay money to have the trash removed. We would rank the properties based on the significance of the trash accumulation and the public health and safety concerns. Obviously the worst being the first properties that we would want to clean up. If we spend all $1.7 million, then we would stop that activity until the next year. I would suggest that we would be able to spend $1.7 million in 1 year's time. The second option to consider is implementing a new program which we would call the Free County Dump Day. That is a larger cost. We would recommend a $25 per tax bill increase in people's taxes. That would generate $4.25 million. And this would allow all county residents to haul their own trash to the dumps that are currently located in Sussex County. And there are dumps that the Delaware State Waste Authority runs. They would be able to haul their trash one day, once a month. So that's 12 times a year. And no questions asked. They dump whatever is allowed to be dumped in those dump sites per DSWA, and the county would pay the bill. We estimate that that would cost roughly $4 million, so that's why we came up with $25 per tax bill. We believe we could spend $4 million in 1 year to allow this one day per month free dump. Okay, so those are the questions at hand. These are staff recommendations, option one and option two. I'll stop there and answer any questions. Any of this can change, or you can approve it as is, or you can disapprove it as is. Any change in the number would affect the amount of money we would be able to generate. As I said, these estimates, we believe, are what the numbers, what the amount of money that we would need to spend for each one of those programs per year. Any questions?
have a question.
Yes.
So once the trash is almost cleared, would you lower the amount per bill to help with taxes and less money for the state?
So if I understand the question, once all trash in the county is cleared, would we continue to have this tax imposed? No, we would not. If we could, over time, clean up the county with the amount of money per year that we would generate through this additional tax, once the county is, quote, clean, we would stop the program. However, we estimate it's going to take 10 years to clean the county.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So with it taking 10 years to clean up the county, that does not guarantee that people still won't be accumulating trash. So if we do get rid of that tax imposition, then we're going to be back at square one where people are just accumulating trash again. So maybe we could probably keep the tax, right?
So your point is well taken. We estimate it would take 10 years to clean up current trash in the amount that we have monitored and seen and ascertained. Over that 10 years, we anticipate additional accumulation of trash, yes. We just don't know how much. Mm-hmm. We're hopeful this may change the behavior of our residents so that the accumulation is reduced.
Also, wouldn't residents of these areas become reliable on this tax and this trash cleanup? So they'd just be like, oh, it's okay, I can throw trash in my yard. And like the next month or so, I can just take it back. Or there's also the option of, oh, if it just gets bad enough, people will come and clean it up.
Certainly, human behavior is something we can't predict, but that is an example of something that could happen, yes.
Okay.
For the second option,
yes.
Would we send trash services to pick up the trash that has accumulated on private property that the owners might not know about because it says that the county pays the fees to allow residents to haul their trash. Will we also go?
So the idea for option two is to not have any county activity to allow for the removal of the trash.
Okay.
You're responsible for getting the trash to the dump. The people that run the dumps will send a bill to the county, and the county will pay for it. So it's your responsibility to haul it away. If you can do it on your own or you can pay someone to do it, that's your problem.
So no county interference?
No county activity whatsoever. We are simply paying to dispose of the trash at the dump sites.
So I noticed the pictures that you've showed us like about this problem, but I was wondering, like these pictures that you've taken, you mentioned that one of the pictures is from the Frankfurt area. But what about the other pictures? Are they well distributed, like the pictures that you took in district, I mean, in like the areas 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, are these pictures from each area, or is it just a particular problem in one area?
Good question. It's pervasive throughout the county. We just wanted to show you a sampling of the types of property accumulation of trash on property that we are seeing. Those pictures that you saw today are throughout the county, so it is not more pervasive in one district versus another. It's everywhere.
Yeah, because I know that some areas, some residences, they don't have this issue. So I'm like thinking about them, what they would think about this tax, because $10 per tax bill, $25 per tax bill, that is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Some people can afford it, so we just have to be sure that people are willing to pay this amount, or if not, that if we do want to go ahead and do this program, that we would have to lower the cost or think of something else, because this is a lot of money and we don't know the outcome of it just yet.
Very true. Asking the entire county to pay additional money to clean up one issue that perhaps doesn't affect everyone, that is a difficult task that you, the elected officials, must consider when you vote to see if this is something you'd like to do.
For option number one, it's only accounting for the county interference, so it's only our cleanup, or is it also pertaining to their own cleanup?
For option one, it is, we will develop a program whereby we go to a site that, like you saw, and we will work with the residents to get it cleaned up. Okay. But it's our responsibility to do it. So in essence, that resident gets a freebie. We're going to come in, we'll take care of it all, as long as they sign the agreement that says we will allow you to access the property and clean this property up and haul the trash away. We will do it. They won't have to lift a finger.
If we can't contact them, what can we do?
So if there is no property owner, which there's always a property owner, but there are some times where those property owners aren't with us anymore. It's in an estate because of someone's deceased, and it's working its way through who the next of kin would get the property. Those are kind of one-time scenarios that we'd have to figure out. Quite frankly, I think we would, if it's a complicated deal where we can't get to the property owner, we'd go to the next property, because there's more properties out there than we have to cover in 1 year's time.
For option one, after you do go to a certain site and clean it up, is there any type of penalty to that property owner if it was their doing and not like someone else dumping on their property?
Wonderful question. So the county has the ability to what's called place a lien on the property. A lien is a legal term whereby if the property transfers ownership, that lien stays with that transfer. So the next owner, or through the transfer of owner to owner, that lien gets paid for. So, for example, if we come in, we spend $1,000 to clean the property up, we will put a lien on that property for $1,000. And at which point, when the property sells, let's assume it sells for more than $1,000, let's assume it sells for $10,000, the actual selling point will be $9,000, because the county would take the $1,000 back. We would roll that money back into the program, so we would be able to spend that $1,000 in another property. However, when you lien a property, the only time you're able to access the money back is when the property transfers hands. That may take 5, 10, 15, 25 years, maybe a whole generation until the property exchanges hands. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to probably cut you off unless you have one more question. Just for the sake of time, go ahead.
So, like, for both of these options, what kinds of, like, trash are you guys going to pick up? Because I've been around the county, and I actually see, like, people using drugs and stuff, like needles, if they use, like, heroin or something. Like, would you guys pick that up, too? Or is it just, like...
Our intent is to clean up everything that we have the ability to clean up. Since we would utilize outside sources to do the actual activity, county employees wouldn't be out there with purple gloves. We would use experts to clean up the properties. If there is an issue with material that is of a sensitive nature, we would certainly make sure that they're trained to handle that. As long as the dumps accept it, we would take it to the local dumps. If it's a material that they wouldn't accept and it needs to go somewhere else, then that's a different situation. So what I would ask council to do is consider these one at a time, and I would ask you to vote on option one. And when you can do two things. You can vote to approve it as is, which means every year we're going to charge $10 per tax bill. We're going to generate $1.7 million in extra money. We're going to spend that money to clean up private properties based on a list of worst to not worst. We'll spend the money, and once it's out that year, we won't spend any more. If you think $10 is enough, keep it at 10. If you don't think it's enough, then raise it. If you think it's too much, lower it. But we believe, based on our estimates, that $1.7 million is how much we need per year to clean up the properties for 10 years. At the 10-year mark, we'll then reconsider what we need to do. So, how are you voting?
I was going to ask you a question. Are you recommending, as staff, to council that they go with option one, or are you asking them to choose which one? I know you presented both options.
Right. So, good question. Your voting options are this: approve both, disapprove both, or pick one or the other. If you like one over two, vote one in. If you like two over one, vote two in. If you like them both, vote them both in. If you don't like either one of them, deny them. We just wanted to present options where the council, it wasn't just a one size fits all.
Okay. What we
we'll do here is let you discuss it amongst yourselves, but in the interest of engaging the audience here, your fellow classmates, it might be appropriate to play the role of this being a public hearing, so you get a sense from the public on what they want you to do. After all, they're the ones who elected you. So let's ask if there's anyone in the audience who maybe wants to come up and give, you know, very briefly, because we're running short on time, maybe two or three people to come up and just give, an opinion on what they think you as the council should do.
Is there anyone who wants to come up and give their opinion? Go on.
Should I turn the timer on, Chip?
Yeah, sure. And state your name and which school you represent, and give them 1 minute.
Okay. My name is Bennett Anderson. I go to Sussex Tech High School. And one of the things I was thinking was the fact that what, according to the presenter was saying, is that the expense of the trash is a big reason why the trash isn't being picked up. Yet we're going to be raising the price of the taxes, which still seems like kind of a weird solution to a problem where expense is an issue. You're going to raise the expenses of everybody. So that would probably be my biggest concern with the two options.
Anyone else? Come on up. Why don't you come up and stage right after her?
Please state your name and school.
I'm Hope Craig, and I'm from Sussex Tech. My problem, I would say for option two, it says that the residents themselves would have to come and dump their trash, but there would probably be some people that maybe wouldn't come forward, and you would still have a trash problem. So that would be my option. My concern with option two. Also, it's probably a lot of money, $25, but the $10 for option one, yes, it's kind of a big tax increase, but if it helps the community as a whole, then I feel that people would be okay with that.
Good point.
Hello, my name is Ben Little, and I go to Del Marva Christian, and I would like to suggest another option, actually, that the state uses prisoners to clean up trash on the side of the roads, and this is free. We could use criminals who have committed petty crimes and are sentenced to community service hours to help clean up the private property, and this would bring down the cost, and there would only have to be maybe, like, a few people out there, like, monitoring them and dump trucks and stuff for them. You know, obviously they wouldn't clean up, like, the heroin needles or anything like that. We just have to raise some money for that, but we could definitely lower the bill a little bit. Yeah.
Are you suggesting that in addition to one of these, like together, or a whole another option?
It could be a whole another option, or in addition to the first one as well. But yeah.
Any other? One more.
All right, one more.
Two more.
Line them up.
You see me messing with this timer. In public meetings, we actually use a timer to limit the folks. Actually, in public comment, we use 3 minutes. Go ahead. Sorry.
And I'm Katie Saxon from Sussex Technical High School. This is more of a question for you, I think. If we cut down and had, like, those county hall days maybe bi-monthly, would it cut the cost in half?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that prediction is for once a month, 12 months out of the year, $4.25 million. If it were bi-monthly, then let's just say it would be cut in half,
okay,
which means the tax bill would be cut in half as well.
Okay, so I think I would be more for that personally.
My name is Brian Bowles. I go to Sussex Central. I say you go with option two, but change it so that they do a free trash day every 2 or 3 months, and then I say you do it for low-income families, because the whole problem is that they don't have the money to pay for the trash. So therefore, if you make it for a certain income and they have proof of their income, they can dispose their trash every 2 or 3 months for free, and it'll cut the prices down. Otherwise, if you keep it this way, upper class citizens that can not pay for trash disposal and do it for free, in all reality, they have the money for it rather than the people that don't.
So, excellent public comments. Let me make two comments myself. The first one to the gentleman who suggested using prisoners for cleanup efforts. That does happen currently, and we are looking into that. However, right now, the Department of Corrections, along with the Department of Transportation,
have crews that go out and clean up roadside trash. So that's in a different authority than what the county currently has. They do that currently, and it wouldn't cost us any money to continue to have them do that activity. So we chose to skip past that suggestion. Hopefully the state will continue to do that and offer resolutions that the county would have authority to do. To the lady that spoke last, that's commonly referred to as means testing. So we would actually determine someone's level of income or means to be able to pay or afford trash. That would come, great suggestion, would come at a tremendous expense for the county as it relates to administrating that. We would have to have folks come in, show us what they make, show us their tax bill, and then make a determination of who can afford and who cannot. We perhaps want to test run this first before we implement a means test, although a very good suggestion.
I have a question for you. What, from these two options, what do you think would be the best for this county?
So these are the two options that we felt were the biggest bang for the county council and the taxpayers, biggest bang for our buck. You will note that there are two types of missions here. The first mission is you go out and we pay to have the property cleaned up. And that's somewhat what we already do currently today. There's concerns, though, that would maybe change the behavior where folks would just allow trash to accumulate and they know the county's going to come and clean it up. However, we feel we could engage at a speed that we could clean the properties up faster than changing that behavior. The second option is an all-in, countywide, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter how much you make, doesn't matter where you live, you're getting free trash paid for by the county once a month. So a different type of mission, hopefully encouraging people to at least once a month come in and dispose of their trash properly. There's no preference over one or the other. You can see one comes with a much greater price tag than the other. So it's up to you to decide if you think the behavior and the mission is correct on one or two, and if you think the price point is correct. So now you get the choice to make that decision.
Okay. All right, Madam President, it would be appropriate now for you and the fellow members of council to discuss this and talk it out. If you have any questions further, then we can ask those. But really, this is your chance now to make your case for why you think we should go with option one, option two, neither option one nor two, or both one and two, or some other proposal. So have at it.
I think that since we can't necessarily rely on citizen behavior, we should go with option one because we need the county interference to clean that up.
I definitely think we should go with option one, that we are being reliable for our citizens, because we know our citizens are not really reliable sometimes. But I also think that maybe the price is a little too high. And also that we could definitely look into the prisoner thing further, because I do know that the prisoners are on a schedule, and if their schedule does permit it, then they could help us on scheduled days. It's just all about scheduling, which would also lower the tax bill.
I think with option one, if we were to implement that, whenever we clean up a place that the dumping is from the person that owns the house, they need not just the levy on their home, they need an actual fine that they need to pay, and that would help the cost cut back.
But the thing is that some of these people can't do the trash because of financial issues. So if we do, you know, implement a fund or a fine on them, then it's just going to put them in debt, and it's going to, you know, cause our county to struggle even more.
That's good, both of you, you know.
It's just going to set, I feel like if we were to put the fine in place, it would set an example that you can't just dump it and we're going to come and clean up your mess, because it's causing all of our residents a lot of, a tax bill that's not necessary.
Maybe a compromise we could come to is that on the higher income families, we could do that because they have no reason not to be, like, not taking their trash to the trash, or to the dump, I mean. But on lower income families, we might not want to implement that because finance is an issue and they might not be able to pay that back.
I think that if it is an issue with the low-income families, I think that they should at least, like, come in to us, talk to us about that, and instead of us just making that that solution, like, implementing something that we would want, we should hear the people first and come to compromise with them because we want what's best for them and not just what we think would be best for them.
I also think we might necessarily just have to take that risk because mm-hmm. we can't set that example that it's just okay and we'll come clean it up. Anyone else?
All right, so you've heard some differing viewpoints, and that's very good. And what you may not be able, you certainly can't see, but I see little factions forming here at the dais. You know, one group's over here nodding their head, and this one over here, the other nodding their heads. And that's good because that's how you work your way and wend your way through these kinds of issues. Is there isn't necessarily a one size fits all solution, and there are maybe points that weren't considered that you have thought about here. So as Mr. Lawson stated, you can choose the options as they are. You can choose not to adopt either of these options, or you can modify. So there were a couple of suggestions between the two of you that. You know, maybe somewhere in there, one of you makes a motion to say, well, I want to go with option one, but, and then you can change it to something else. So it's now a free-for-all. Whoever's the first to make a motion and then second it, that would be a live matter before you for you to vote up or down. And if nobody supports that compromise or that solution and that one fails, then you vote on, you, somebody make another motion for a different approach.
Okay.
So it's balls in your court.
I'm going to motion for option one as is, I guess.
Okay. Technically, the president doesn't make motions, okay. But we'll let it slide this time. Okay. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
Okay. So, Madam President, you now have a motion and a second, which means you have to vote on it. So, bear in mind, if you don't like option one, or you want option two, or you want to modify one of the two, don't vote for this proposal because her motion right now is to go with option one as presented. Okay. So, Call for the vote. Motion before us.
We'll take the vote.
Okay.
No.
No.
Nay.
Nay.
No.
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 No. Yes. and your vote is yes. So it dies on 6-2, lack of affirmative vote. So is there another motion?
Motion.
Let's stick with option one. Is there a motion to change option one any way you'd like?
Yes.
And if there is, offer that motion.
Yes.
You're shaking your head. What is it?
I'm just not quite sure how, but some type of penalty for the homes that create their trash themselves. Some type of penalty.
Let's just fudge it and say we're going to create a penalty. Is it at that price point or not?
Yes.
So same scenario, just install a penalty for the folks so that the county gets their money back.
Yes.
Let's just call it that.
Okay.
That's a motion. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. So we got a motion and a second. Let's call for the vote again.
We'll take the
yes.
vote.
Okay. Yes.
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 Wow. Yes.
Okay.
It's always easier to vote on that end. You know what's coming.
So you just adopted option one, but with an addition of some sort of fine or mechanism to capture back the cost. So, adopt it. Now, you can choose to move on, or you can say, all right, let's consider option two.
Should we consider option two?
Yeah.
I mean, we can. We can try to adopt it in a different way to see if it'll work for our citizens, but I definitely don't like how high the tax price is, so we would have to, figure out something with that, and I don't like the fact that our citizens are in charge of it.
Then do you have a motion that you want to offer up but modify option two? Remember, you lost the last one, so.
That's true, I did.
Here's your chance to get victory.
I don't know how to get victory over this one, though, because I don't like it in general.
Okay.
I think with option two, it's really
if most families have like trash service, so it's not going to, that one month a day, one day a month isn't really going to, it's not worth the $25 per tax bill for the families that already have trash service. They can just use their normal trash service.
I like that.
So am I hearing no support for option two?
Yes. Yeah, you're hearing no support.
then you don't take it up. You don't have to vote on it.
It dies without any consideration. Right. Okay, let me just clarify the record for you. Most of this, certainly these options are completely made up. There's nothing there that is accurate, except we do send 170,000 tax bills, and the math, I hope, is correct. So that's accurate, but those options are not under consideration right now by the county. We are trying to explore ways to impact the trash situation, illegal trash situation within the county. If you are interested, in a few weeks there will be a presentation in front of County Council with staff